Hi, this is Dave Brock, partner with Max Blank. Today I'd like to spend some time talking about sales review meetings. Whether we're salespeople or managers, it seems that we spend a lot of time in review meetings, whether they're pipeline reviews, account reviews, territory reviews, deal reviews, call reviews. It seems that every week we spend a huge amount of time meeting and talking about those things. Yet at the same time, it seems that we don't accomplish a whole lot in those. You know, so I'd like to talk about how do we conduct effective sales review meetings and give you a few tips about really maximizing the time and value you get out of these meetings. They're critical to have, but we need to maximize the value we get for the time we invest in them. First of all, let's talk about the different types of sales review meetings that we really need to be thinking about. You know, fundamentally, I can think of kind of five real kind of sales review meetings we have. You know, we're all familiar with funnel or pipeline reviews. We're also familiar with kind of opportunity deal reviews and call reviews. So those, I think, are the three that we encounter most often. And then the other two that we encounter a little bit less frequently are account and territory reviews. So those, I think, form the core of the review meetings that we need to have between salespeople and managers so that everybody has an understanding of what progress we're making against our business objectives, what things are happening, and how we move forward. Now, the big problem with these meetings is we don't seem to accomplish very much, partly because we try and accomplish too much or we have very, very unclear objectives in our meetings. You know, so for instance, I see too often we may be sitting in a pipeline review and reviewing the pipeline, and all of a sudden we launch into that deal. We talk about that particular deal that may be stuck somewhere in the pipeline, and all of a sudden we've abandoned the pipeline review and we're doing a deal review. And the meeting becomes a deal review, and we never get back to reviewing the pipeline, the health of the pipeline, whether we have enough opportunities, whether we have the right kind of flow, and so on and so forth. Likewise, I sit in a territory and account reviews, and the same thing typically happens. We're reviewing what's happening in an account, what the business opportunity is, and so on and so forth, and all of a sudden we talk about a deal, and the whole thing becomes a deal review. You know, so I think a lot of the times that we spend in meetings that not accomplishing things is because we try and mix too many objectives in a single meeting. So the first tip I'd like to offer is keep these meetings separate. When you do a pipeline review and don't talk about opportunities. When you do opportunity or deal reviews, focus on opportunities and deals and not anything else. Likewise with calls, territories, and account reviews, keep the agenda focused on the specific objectives of each one of those kinds of meetings. And don't mix your agenda to try and accomplish several things in one time because you simply won't be very effective that way. You can conduct these meetings all kind of sequentially. So I might start a review with a salesperson as a pipeline review after we've completed the pipeline review and looked at the health of that individual's pipeline and determined what we need to do about it, then we might move into a deal review, or we might move into a territory review, or we might move into an account review. But we keep those portions of the meeting separate and distinct and focus on each one of those meetings. The second thing is that we have very, very unclear agendas of what we're trying to accomplish in each one of these meetings. You know, and so let me, you know, quickly kind of go through some highlights of it. You know, pipeline and funnel reviews are really critical for us. What we're really trying to determine in the pipeline and funnel reviews are, one, do we have enough opportunities that we're chasing and are they high quality opportunities? Is there movement, flow, or velocity through the pipeline? Are we doing everything we can to compress deal cycles? Are we doing everything we can to maximize average transaction value or average profitability? You know, so those are really the fundamental objectives of the pipeline. You know, health of the pipeline, velocity and flow, sales cycle compression, and deal profitability. Opportunity reviews are somewhat the same because opportunity reviews are also based on looking at where we are in the sales process. But opportunity reviews focus on a single deal. You know, where are we with that deal? Where are we in the process? What are the next steps that we need to accomplish? What are we doing to compress the sales cycle and to maximize deal profitability? What are we doing to maximize our probability of winning? Call reviews are tightly related to opportunity reviews, and call reviews really happen in kind of two segments. One might be before we make a call, reviewing and preparing for the call and seeing how do we accomplish the best call possible, and really in establishing our objectives for a sales call, what we want to do is look at where are we in the sales process and leverage the sales process to help us identify what are the things that we might be trying to achieve in this next call. You know, so that's kind of the pre-call review. The post-call review is equally important. It's something of what did we accomplish? Did we accomplish all our goals? Could we have achieved more? What did we do well? What might we improve on? So, you know, it's important for us to mix those up and do both pre-call planning reviews and post-call kind of debriefing reviews. Finally, account and territory reviews are somewhat similar in structure. Is really what we want to do is say, what are we doing to maximize our growth and share within the account and the territory? What are we doing to identify new opportunities? What are we doing to get to know and engage more customers in the account and territory? What are we doing to try and understand what they're trying to achieve and maximize the value that we bring to them in our relationship, whether it's an account relationship or relationships with lots of accounts in the territory? So the final thing I'd like to talk about in reviews is really looking at what's the right cadence. You know, and the right cadence is going to vary depending on the type of business that you're in, your sales cycle, and a number of other things. But so often I think we get the cadence really kind of off. Where we as sales professionals really tend to live our lives are on sales calls and deals. You know, where every week we're making sales calls, every week we're working on our deals and trying to move them through the sales process or the customer's buying process. You know, so if I look at review meetings that managers might have with salespeople, is, you know, on a weekly basis, somehow we're reviewing calls and we're reviewing deals with each other and trying to figure out how we do better, how we achieve more. Pipeline reviews are another thing. Frankly, I see people doing pipeline reviews way, way, way too frequently. You know, if you have a very, very long sales cycle, say a 12, 18-month sales cycle, you know, I wonder about the value of a weekly pipeline review because, frankly, your pipeline isn't going to change very much week to week. You know, so you'll want to set the cadence of your pipeline reviews really to be somewhat in sync with what your average sales cycle looks like. If you have a very, very short sales cycle, then weekly pipeline reviews might be very, very appropriate. But the longer your sales cycle, the less things are going to change between pipeline reviews if you have them spaced too closely. You know, so if you have a very, very long sales cycle, generally, you know, certainly no more frequently than every 2 weeks, but probably more like monthly is the right cadence for a pipeline review. Finally, we look at account and territory reviews. And generally, account and territory reviews, we're really kind of thinking about how we maximize our share and growth and how we maximize the relationship we have with customers in the account or in the territory. And so generally, we don't have to conduct those as frequently. We may want to conduct those maybe quarterly, maybe semi-annually. We want to change that if something radically has changed within the account or within the territory. Say there's been a major merger or acquisition, maybe there's been a very big restructuring of the markets or restructuring of the account. And at that point, we may want to do account or territory reviews a little bit more frequently. But you know, unless things like that happen, You know, generally, I find quarterly or semi-annually is a good cadence for account and pipeline reviews. Follow these few tips. You know, focus on one kind of meeting at a time. Stick to that meeting until you've completed the objectives for that meeting. Then move to the next type of meeting, whether it's a call review, then moving to a deal review, then moving to a pipeline review or something like that. But stick to the meeting, those specific review meeting objectives, and don't try and mix them. Set the right kind of cadence. You know, don't do things more frequently than you really need to do. Then finally, make sure everybody's prepared and comes into the meeting well prepared to accomplish something. And I'll talk a little bit about those kinds of things in another podcast. Thanks for joining me. Hope you learned something. Take care.